Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds says she's disappointed that a federal judge temporarily blocked a new law critics call Ag-Gag 2.0. The law creates a specific trespass crime for people who go undercover to investigate livestock operations and puppy mills. The ACLU of Iowa says the temporary hold on the new law is a victory for free speech. The South Sioux City Fire Department has been awarded a fire prevention and safety grant from the Federal Emergency Management Agency. This grant will allow the fire department to offer smoke and carbon monoxide alarms free of charge to the residents of South Sioux City. Captain Jay Mathis is with the South Sioux City Fire Department.
We purchased, I believe, 500 smoke detectors and 500 CO detectors. And with that, we also received some special detectors for the people with disabilities with hearing impairments, sight impairments.
The FEMA grant includes 4 hearing-impaired smoke alarms with strobe lights and 4 bed shakers. South Sioux City residents without smoke or CO alarms can contact the fire department and ask to get them installed. Sioux City Council members yesterday delayed a vote on a consulting services agreement related to the development of the Badgero building. There was concern about the lack of information about Chicago-based Hundon Strategic Partners' experience with projects that involve historic tax credits. The council unanimously voted to defer the matter until its next meeting on December 9th. And that's a look at Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.